Hello and welcome back. Welcome if you're new here to Tweens Not Kids. I'm Amy J, your host. I am very sorry I have not been publishing episodes recently, but trust me, you're going to have a lot of amazing content coming very soon, okay? But anyway, I'll be sharing inventions by women that you might not have known about. I'm talking about this because this is close to the end of Women's History Month. So, let's get into it. Before we get started, I first want to explain what Women's History Month is. So, Women's History Month is an annual declared month that highlights the contributions of women to events in history and contemporary society. The first woman fact I want to share is about Valerie Thomas. She invented the illusion transmitter in 1980. While she was working in NASA, Valerie Thomas developed a device that uses light and mirrors to produce 3D images. Today, scientists are working on ways for surgeons to use the technology to look inside the human body. Now I want to share a fact I think no one knows. So you know the home security system? It was invented by a woman. She was Mary Van Britten Brown. She invented the home security system in 1966. Mary Van Britten Brown's home security system included a camera designed to look through peepholes. The third woman I want you to know about is Margaret Knight. She invented the paper shopping bag in 1868. Traditionally, paper bags had cone-shaped bottoms. Margaret Knight's flat bottom design was more durable and looked like the bags you might get from the store today. She was one clever woman. So you know the staircase outside apartments and condos and maybe even hotels? Well, those are fire escapes. And fire escapes were created by a woman named Anna Connelly. She created the first fire escape in 1887. Did you know that before Anna Fire's escape bridge, people had to parachute or rappel from burning buildings? Yeah. Aren't you glad we weren't not alive in 1887? I just can't believe it's crazy. The fifth woman I want to tell you about is Rhea Ann Silva. She created the Edgeless Beauty Sponge in 2002, which is a bit more recent than like 1887 when the fire escape was created. So while she was working as a makeup artist like in TV, Rhea Ann Silva designed a reusable edge sponge that would apply makeup evenly for an airbrush look. So like when you see your mom putting on makeup, she is most likely using an edgeless beauty sponge in which was created in 2002 by a woman. This next invention created by a woman is a lifesaver to everyone. That invention is a dishwasher. Josephine Cochran is the inventor. She created the dishwasher in 1886. Like I said, Josephine invented the first automatic, commercially viable dishwasher. She created it so she could quickly and carefully clean her dishware. This next invention is also a lifesaver, especially for girls. The invention is the hairbrush. The hairbrush was created by Linda Newman. Linda Newman created the hairbrush in 1898. Linda Newman was a hairdresser and a women's rights activist. The hairbrush she designed was the first to have synthetic bristles and slots that guided debris into a small compartment for better hygiene. The eighth invention is space station batteries. Olga Gonzalez Sabrina created space station batteries in 1988. Olga invented the International Space Station's, which is called ISS for short, original batteries, which powered the station when its solar cells didn't have access to sunlight. The ISS has since brought us many important medical advances. This next invention is like the best thing that happened to coffee lovers. The invention is the coffee filter. The coffee filter was invented by Melita Benz. She created it in 1908. Melita Benz did not like when there were coffee grounds in her coffee, and I don't think people now like it either. So she created the first coffee filter by punching holes in a brass cup and lining it with paper. But now we have something more better, just like paper that is more thinner. So it's had many advances since 1908. The 10th invention I want to share is a lifesaver for drivers, which unfortunately is not kids. I know that sucks, but yeah. That invention is glare-free glass. Catherine Burr Blodgett invented glare-free glass. She created glare-free glass in 1938. Catherine was the first woman ever hired at General Electric. While employed there as a research scientist, she discovered how to create glare-free glass. I know this episode is a little bit short, but thank you so much for listening. Subscribe to my podcast, leave a voice message on my website, and add comments what you want future episodes to be about, and if you'd like to be a guest. Make sure you listen to my episode with Lisi Harrison, New York Times number one bestseller of the Click, Alphas, Monster High, and Pretender series. In the next episode, I'm going to share spring break activities. I hope you enjoyed this episode of Tweens Not Kids. Bye!